Rico Beard celebrating the 118th anniversary of his fraternity wearing a crested blazer. These are all new things that we've learned today.
David's known I've been in his frat.
Yeah, but
years.
Look at that crest.
It's too big.
The crest is rather large. All right, now listen. The injury report for tomorrow night has come out. Lions, Packers, the whole NFL world will be watching tomorrow. The injury report was horrible for the Lions. Taylor Decker out, Onwuzurike out, DJ Reader out. That's on top of the players you already know you're missing. The question was this. Tomorrow is a hugely important game for a multitude of reasons. A, there's just no margin for the one seed right now. There's not. The Eagles just won't lose. Two, it's an NFC team. Three, it's an NFC team who's in your division. Tiebreakers matter.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at this, I thought the Lions looked very tired on Thanksgiving. And again, it's a short turn. It's a Thursday game. They escaped. It's what you got to do. Survive in advance. I wanted to know, as we sit here on Wednesday, December 4th, safe space, no judgment. Are you worried, but you're afraid to say it? Are you worried your Lions are incurring too many injuries? Taylor Decker's not going to play tomorrow night. Onwuzurike's not going to play tomorrow night. Reader's not going to play tomorrow night. You're already down Anzalone. You're already down Davenport. You're already down Hutch, Kaminsky, Pecco, Wingo. If you're not named Aleem McNeil, you're essentially dead on the defensive line. And the Packers are healthy. I worry as a fan. I do. And I know in this town, and especially at this station, you're vilified for that. Because you're supposed to come on the air and just go, Lions 50, mini Packers 2. But I'm asking the question. If you're in a group chat, are you afraid to say you're worried about the next two games against the Packers and Bills? And you know if you say it, they're going to call you a cat enthusiast. You could say it here, because I think you're being reasonable. So we're having that conversation today. 248-539-9797. No one's saying they can't win. No one's saying they won't win. I'm simply saying if you offered me a deal with the devil and over the next 2 weeks, I got one win, split the pair, I'd sign the paper today. Would you take that deal? Rico, and you're a happy Founders Day. A crest. Can we get a Q-zip with a crest?
No.
Damn it.
Well, you could. You got to earn it.
Damn it.
Hey, we don't give it away.
All right, keep it.
All right. Yes, absolutely. Because not only do I look at the next two games, but I also look at the third game, and that's the game in Chicago, where you know, I don't know if the weather's going to be bad, but you know the wind coming off the lake is going to be cold. And the Bears, for some reason, just plays this team close. I don't care who the quarterback is. I don't care how bad they are. I don't care how much disarray they are. So, yes, if you could just split these one of these two games going into that Chicago game, I think you're still on pace for that number one seed, because I do think that that Bear game would be a precursor to the championship game if you had to play it in Philly. You don't want to do that. You want to be a nice, warm Ford Field.
That terrifies me. Going to Philly terrifies me.
And it's not that you cannot win. I'm not saying that, Lions fans, but you want to make it easier on yourself. You get a bye week because your last bye came at the end of September.
No team in football needs a bye week more than you. Not of the contending variety. Now, you're going to get a pseudo bye by playing Thursday night. You'll get a couple extra days rest. It's still not a full bye week. David, tell me where you're at. You delivered the injury report. No judgment.
That injury report increases more and more every week. Not just players out for the year, but when you're missing players, missing Josh Pascoe and Levi Onwuzurike, when you already don't have Aiden Hutchinson, you already don't have Marcus Davenport, that you just start stacking it up. And yeah, it's concerning.
Even the depth guys are hurt.
Correct. Pecco and Wingo and all those other guys. And yeah, that concerns you when you're right, Mike. When the Eagles are nipping at your heels, they just won't die. And it's like, if they had a loss, another one, you would be like, okay, there's breathing room, but there's no breathing room.
If I had one mulligan, knowing then I had to be perfect, I would have no fear. But there's no margin. They won't lose after Sirianni cut his hair. It's killing me. I hate the Eagles. So I hate him.
So that is
punchable face.
Oh, very. Oh, very. Him and Josh Heupel.
You know what? Maybe we need the punchable face index.
I can do that for you. I got you.
I can totally. A lot of people with punchable faces.
I can do that for you. Ryan Day is number one with a bullet.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah.
See, I thought you were to win JJ.
JJ.
Underneath the goalpost.
Oh, no. Oh, the meditation station? Right. No, no, no. We're talking coaches now. Oh. Go ahead.
But that part of it is concerning because there's just no breathing room. So you worry because every week, it's not like, oh, this happened a couple weeks ago and these guys are still. No, every week someone else gets added from the defensive side. Mm-hmm. So that's a concern, yes.
Kenny, safe space, no judgment.
No, they have their front seven blown up. They're missing Taylor Decker. There's every reason to be at least a little bit concerned. The Packers not pushovers, the Bills not pushovers. I also take your deal, Mike. If you want to split those two games, I'm absolutely down with that.
Yeah, because it's not outlandish to say you could lose them both.
I just think there are a couple too many Lions fans out there who are still of the, oh, we're going to win this game by 50, you know, whatever. That fan bothers me. I think there's still a couple too many of those. But, yeah, there's reason to be concerned.
Who's we? 248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. Go to Matt. He'll let Matt lead off in the 5 o'clock. Hello, Matt. What's going on, buddy?
Guys, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Longtime listener, total Lions Slappy fan. Thank you, Mike, for keeping it real because I listened to you after the Matt Patricia years and I felt I was the problem and gave up my tickets. And I'm back in as of 2022 once they hired MCDC. And I just heard your report, and yeah, it's looking dire. And I think Sheila needs to look into what the hell's wrong with the turf in Ford Field because it's just eating our players. But when you take a look at it, I love Dan's attitude and, you know, the mentality he's bringing in that club. And he trusts Brad, and look who he's brought. He's got a bunch of new mercenaries. And we're going to get to know them. We're going to know Quan Alexander and David Long Jr. and Jonah Williams and all four of these guys, Miles Adams. They're all probably going to play. And I'm not really worried about the linebacker spot. It's the defensive lineman guys. And here's one point I will tell you. The Lions only need, my feelings, they need to stop them 1 to 2 times a quarter to win this game. And I will tell you, it is so bloody loud and off-the-hook crazy in that stadium that we're going to get after Love, and he's going to have a few false starts. Kirby Joseph's going to pick one off. They're going to get a turnover. And as long as this offense doesn't let us down, I believe they can outscore these guys, even if it's a 60-yard kick by Bates. I really believe it. So you got to realize they didn't have Za'Darius Smith when they played him in Green Bay. They never had to guard J-Mo. He didn't play. Branch got thrown out of that game. So now they're going to have to deal with Branch. I think Arnold was probably busy committing pass interference. He's probably better now. So I just think they've got a better than average chance to beat this team because they got to come into Detroit and play on our field.
And that's the biggest advantage is, A, if your offense is right. And look, again, the problem is, Taylor Decker, left tackle, most important position on the field, out. But it's your home field. It is one of the toughest places to play in the sport. You have every right to have that level of confidence. I'm not mad about it.
It's going to be a dogfight. But I believe the Lions can beat them. I'm more worried about the Bills. And while I'm disappointed that Reeder and Pascal and Anzarike can't go, they probably need the rest.
Well,
and if they can get him back for the Bills,
it's something we brought up. It's something we brought up. And again, we don't know. I'm not claiming to know. But Matt, I thought like you did that by not playing this week, you know, if it was a playoff game, could some of these guys go? Probably. I think Dan Campbell intimated a little bit of that. He didn't say it in that way. He said basically, you know, there's a shot here. There's a shot here. I'm more optimistic about one guy than the other. They usually lead you to believe, all right, well, if it was a playoff game, would they play? The answer is probably yes. Guys got to be dead to not play in playoff games. So if they're going to get the rest, okay. And then it's guns a-blazing against the Bills. But for tomorrow night, That's some serious injuries. You know, and I Rico and I said to you guys earlier, if you don't think it's a big deal, do this exercise with the Eagles or do it with the Vikings. Take five of their top six or six of their top 70 linemen and take two of their top three linebackers. What does that team look like? Mm-hmm. And if you were playing them this week, how would you feel? So that's the conversation. But look, you've waited a lifetime for games like this. So, yeah, you're going to enjoy it regardless. Mm-hmm. I just think it's okay to say, you know what? I'm a little nervous here next 2 weeks.
As you should, because that's not the same defensive line, and this is not the same Green Bay Packer team that you played in the rain. And, you know, yes, Jordan Love likes to throw interceptions and give, but you got to get pressure him in order for him to make those mistakes. He's not on one leg. Things are different. This time, you're the team that with a lot of injuries, not the Packers.
248-539-9797. We'll get with the people next. 97.1. Let's go to Rob. He's up next on the ticket. Rob, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I hate to be the boring guy in the middle all the time, but it keeps me safe politically and in the sports world for the most part. You know, I'm not as worried about the Eagles as you. They melted down last year. And this might be the dumbest take I've had on your radio. They got to play three times in Philadelphia in this crappy weather. Yeah, they're playing bad teams. And, yeah, it's their home turf. But weird stuff happens if you get a 12-degree game against whatever, the Giants or this banged-up Cowboys team. So I just feel like all these teams that are bunched together are probably all going to go 3-2 down the stretch. And the Lions will just kind of go into their spot at 14-3. So I would take your deal at splitting the next game 1-1 or the next two games in a heartbeat, because I think that's kind of how it's going to play out.
Boy, I hope you're right. Look, the problem is when you play bad teams and it's not October, November, etc. When you play bad teams down the stretch like this, you see a lot of guys making business decisions. You see a lot of guys who, if they were in a playoff contention, would hold off on a surgery until the end of the year. Now they're like, oh, my God, I can't play. Rob, I'd be stunned if the Eagles lost to the Giants or Eagles. But I hope you're right.
What if Saquon hasn't had this type of wear. I'm not going to be a root for injury guy by any means, but he hasn't had this type of run in three or four seasons as well as completing out a season. Or do the Eagles put it? I mean, if they're going for the number one seed, they're not going to put anyone on ice. But at the same point, with the way he's playing and how he's doing, I mean, it's the NFL. It's just,
well, they've turned into. Listen, here's the thing: they've turned into a running football team, right? Like they're not this high flying Eagles team of years gone by. They've committed to it. Their O-line is good. They added Saquon. They know where their bread's buttered. And they're gunning after you. I don't think there is any load management. Saquon is out here getting 25 touches a week. I don't think there's anything there. You control your own destiny. You just got to keep winning.
Yeah, and the fact you got Saquon playing that way at home in the snow, I mean, it's not like he hasn't played coming from New York, so I don't think that's going to be that big of a difference.
Let's go to Rick, 97.1. Rick, what's going on, bud?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good,
hey.
Rick. What's up?
So I've been calling in a few times, and all I've said is how high I am on the Lions like everyone else. And since the beginning of the season, I said it's Lions over Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I still believe that. But we got to address the elephant in the room. We are banged up, specifically on the defensive side. Our injuries are a mile long, and you would have to be an idiot to not say you're at least a little bit concerned. But here's what I'll say, because I struggle to say that I'm actually concerned, because I still believe the Lions are the better team, still favored by 3. If we were full strength right now, it would probably be a 7-point spread if I had to guess, at least. So I struggle to say I'm actually concerned, but I'm stressed. I'm going to be stressed watching the game, and what's probably going to happen is a couple of plays aren't going to go our way, and it's probably going to come down to a final possession. You know, it's going to be a one score game, in my opinion. But am I worried? I don't know. Am I stressed? For sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at the description. I don't think I need to see anyone quivering in the corner, Rick. It was more, can we be honest and go, hey, if we could split the pair the next 2 weeks, is that mission accomplished?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think here's one thing that's working to our advantage, and something that you guys have brought up before. the Lions are creating a culture that players actually want to play for. So, yeah, we're kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel trying to fill these holes we got, but we're creating a team that players actually want to play for, and I think that's really working to our advantage.
It is, and you're right that, look, there are guys like Jamal Adams, guys like Kwon Alexander. You know, these guys have other options. I'm not going to build it out that there's some high-end player at this stage of their careers, but where are they? They're here. Mm-hmm. Where's David Long? Here. You are a Super Bowl team. They're not going to line up and go play for some ragtag operation like my Giants. So, yeah, well played on your part. You're right. Can these guys, is there anything left? Look, the Jamal Adams thing, he hasn't been a good football player, nor has he been available in years. Now, if you work magic, look, here's what Jamal Adams is now. He's a pseudo linebacker. He's not a safety anymore. And even in his last years with the Jets, then when the big trade happened, he was better at blitzing the quarterback than he was covering anybody. He's a box safety. But the injuries, the time away, the lack of effectiveness, I don't know. Maybe Aaron Glenn hits him with the magic dust, and all of a sudden he comes in and gives you 4.5 sacks down the stretch. I don't know.
Well, I mean, with all the players that he has, Mike, you wonder, is Aaron Glenn going to be able to bring the blitz package that he's been doing all season long?
I don't think he has a choice.
Or do you say, yeah, maybe we just need to sit back and make sure that they
no.
and just have them pick their
Rico,
poison.
I think they have to bring run-oriented blitzes just to stop people now. Look at that D-line.
I mean, I look at that and I'm like, man, that's going to be very dangerous.
I wouldn't be shocked if tomorrow night you saw a 50% blitz rate.
The only thing that makes me feel good about that is the fact that Branch can cover pretty much anybody.
And he can also murder people. Like, straight up,
yeah.
Crash the box and destroy a running back. I think
that... Without that mouthpiece coming out the helmet.
Right. But, like, you remember in the post-Hutchinson couple of weeks, and I gave you the data where, like, I think the highest blitz rate in the league was Denver at that point. It was, like, 39%. You were 56%.
Mm-hmm.
I think the injuries that you have now, what do you do? You're going to look like Michigan State out there?
I was about to say, either you sit back and you play zone.
No, I mean, David, I'm just saying, like the Joe Rossi third down D.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, because if we blitz, do we want to put the corners on an island?
You're going to have to. Because if you leave Jordan Love standing back there, he's going to kill you. And look, the pack, if you're just going to have two high safeties, they'll run the ball all day.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to. I would expect it's going to force Aaron Glenn to do things he doesn't want to do. But the beauty of what Glenn has done this year is he's doing what must be done. He's not rigid. He's not like beholden to a scheme. More players die? Well, I'm just going to turn up the heat. We get a little healthier? I can be a little more varied.
True.
Do I think you can live this way? You know, like if look, some of these guys are coming back, but some aren't. Mm-hmm. Rico, I would expect tomorrow they'd have to just hair on fire. Just bring it. You're going to go down swinging, right?
Mm-hmm.
And have your offense keep Green Bay off the field. See, tomorrow would be a massive day I'll say it one time on the air. Have Sonic and Knuckles have a big night.
Sonic and Knuckles.
Could
we
please
go.
Stop with that? That's not.
Kenny loves it.
Oh, stop it. Will you please?
Kenny loves it.
What, did you buy a pair of shoes?
No, I didn't. But David over here acting like the fun police, the curmudgeon over here, every time anything fun happens with the Lions, he's like, oh, I don't like that.
I know. David's essentially turned into Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino. Get off my lawn. 248-539-9797. All right, Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. Rico, I believe Rieger will be joining the show tomorrow and Friday. I've got the days off.
Stoney
tomorrow. Rieger Friday.
Rieger Friday.
Oh, boy. You better hope the Lions win. The Lions lose, and you got to sit here with Rieger. Happy Founders Day. All right, listen. Quick note, because it's been all Lions today.
But it'd be like you doing a show if the Big Ten knocks off an SEC team, you got to do it with Costa.
Oh, same thing. He's obsessed. We've done tons of Lions. What is up with college hoops tonight where it's like every top 10 team's playing each other?
SEC, ACC challenge.
Got it. That explains it. This is, you know what? Happy Founders Day.
I thought you knew that when you were rattling off.
I wasn't connecting the dots.
Oh, yeah.
Now I get it. I go, but then there was like an Iowa State game thrown in there, and that's a top 10 matchup. Because
it's a Big 12 also. I think the Big 12
is Big 12.
Well, even Kansas is at Creighton, which is like, you don't take games like that. Like, you don't go to Creighton. It's like what Wichita State used to be when Mark Turgeon was there. They couldn't get anybody to go there. So it's just, if you care about college hoops, great night of basketball tonight. I know, there's 14 people. David, ticket text. What do you got, buddy?
It is Big 12, Big East. That's okay. What it is.
And that's why they're playing Creighton.
Yeah.
Because Creighton's in the Big East now.
Yes, I am scared. This defense is getting screwed by the injuries, and I don't know when the next shoe was going to drop. I'm hoping we can come out of the game healthy. No more injuries, please. Guys, great topic. Because of the injuries to both defense and special teams, it's up to the offense to keep away from the Packers. Unfortunately, due to the Lions' injuries, the Pack will run and run and try to run again. Hard to see a path to victory. That is from Jim. Wouldn't say worried, but confidence level isn't as high as it was before the injuries. Yes, I'm concerned.
No bleep.
This injured team will be fine tomorrow. Rest up with the long week and get ready for Buffalo, win or lose tomorrow. The guys we are bringing in will be well coached and fit right in on the defense. I am not worried at all. Someone else here with the stats, he's right. The Eagles' remaining opponents have a 44% winning percentage, while the Lions have 63% winning percentage from their opponents.
Thank you. It looks
like the NFC will likely go through Philly.
No, I mean, that's why I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. Like, the Eagles got through this gauntlet where I thought we'd have a game of separation, at least. Like a buffer.
I'm a little surprised. The line is still Packers plus 3.5. I will gladly take the free money, but I don't understand why it's still there.
Because the 3 is because you're at Ford Field.
And over the last 2 years, you've had the greatest run against the spread in the history of the NFL. You are something like an obscene 50-16, your last 66 games against the number. Maybe not 50, maybe it's like 45-16. The point is, it's nuts.
It's huge, yeah.
So they got to price it where if it was Lions minus 2.5, everybody would bet the Packers. Putting it over a field goal allows for money to be balanced. That's all Vegas cares about. They just want to collect the VIG.
From Ian Wixom, he says, I can't stop thinking about how the Eagles fell off the cliff at the end of last year. We could be teetering on the edge. That said, I trust this team and their leadership, but I am worried about
it. Yeah.
So is he going to get Greenlaw to get into a fight in week 16? I'm sure whoever the head of security is for the Lions.
It was
Trent Williams got into the fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Every single team in the league has injuries piling up towards the end of the year. Not worried at all. Okay. Roger says, boys, I'm concerned and I'm not afraid to admit it. I went to the Thanksgiving game and Chicago exposed us. Yeah. The cracks are showing with all these injuries. We are in big trouble.
Got to say it right, though, David. Thanks.
Thanksgiving.
Also, Rieger, please wish Rico a happy Founders Day. It's a big day for him. That's why he's wearing
Happy his... Founders Day. That crest is beautiful,
Rico. Isn't it? It's Rieger.
Gorgeous.
Happy Founders Day. Woo!
Hey, Mike and Rico, I got to tell you, I played poker on Friday night, day after Thanksgiving. The entire table was going around saying, Thanksgiving. Like, they couldn't stop. It was
That's
catching
right.
Thanksgiving. It's on the girl. Thanksgiving.
Minute. Their crest isn't that big. You were making it sound like it was monstrous.
It's regal. And nothing,
it's regal.
And nothing you're qualified to wear.
Oh, no, wait. Hold on real quick. We're not allowed in that, are we?
Yeah, you are.
No, he said you are. Yeah.
Said he's I thought good, he said no. Go.
No. I said you have to earn it. You can't just wear it. You have to earn it. But
how do you earn it? You got to go through Hell Week?
You got to go through the whole pledge process.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I could legitimately be your brother.
Yeah.
That'd From another
cool.
mother.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that is a nice looking.
We have quite a few Caucasian brothers.
No, you don't. Name them.
Ted. I mean, not the
Ted, Rodney. Randy. No.
Chad.
Chad and Brad are members.
Right.
Biff Tannen is a member.
Oh, God. What is the whitest male name? What is it?
Brant.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, can I fill out an application? Send me an application.
But absolutely. Conrad.
Absolutely not. I think the gear is rather pretentious.
It's just a fleece.
It's a crested fleece. It's different.
I do like that he snuck in here and thought he was going to get away all day long wearing that.
Oh, right? No, he walked without in. Anyone. I go, look at this guy. What are you, a Newcastle fan? He's like, that's not a soccer team. I go, well, what the hell is it? He goes, oh, it's Founders Day.
Founders.
Well, and then I asked some questions and I let it go long enough where I could start the show with
right, them. Right, right. You can't get away with anything in here.
Founded in 1906.
Oh, wow.
Celebrating a lot of history 118 there. Years of holy. Excellence and mystery.
I think Rico wanted to show it off. I think that's why he's got it's like the Scott Harris quarter zip with the beautiful crest on it.
December 4th, I always wear some paraphernalia.
It's so. Founders Day.
Well, what? How do you celebrate? Do you have like a meal?
There are secret rituals he's not at liberty to discuss.
Are you going there after this?
No, I'm
blindfolded.
Going? No.
Whoa.
Do you sacrifice an animal? Do you sacrifice an animal?
I think you. Can we move on, please?
Yeah. No, we're having fun.
But is Wojo making you uncomfortable?
Well, usually I do by the end of the...
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Your success rate's pretty high, yeah.
By the way, you know what I want to read at the start of our show, Rieger? I haven't said this to you yet.
What?
Because I know everybody's freaked out about the Lions and the injuries.
Yeah, the Packers have injuries too.
I want to read to you at the start of the show the Lions' non-injury list to make the point that they still have a load of great players.
That's not the point.
No, the point is I don't think they're in that much trouble.
Okay, you're down six of your top seven defensive linemen. In that much trouble?
Is a Lee McNeil playing?
He's your only D lineman starter.
Is Adarius playing?
He is, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Roderick Martin's going to play Woj.
Are Smash and Grab playing at safety?
They are.
You know what I like? Yeah. Good. Do this topic.
Yeah.
Do this topic as if you're somehow proving a point. Bob, you are a veteran of covering sports for how long? You damn well know going into a game without your left tackle and six of your top seven D linemen.
Oh, wait.
It's a worthy conversation.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's not a worthy conversation. I'm saying
don't step on the rake, Mike. Don't step on the rake. He set the rake right there.
I'm not a rake.
No, I'm not set diminishing what you talked about. I'm just saying.
I don't know, man. I feel it's disrespectful on Founders Day to roll in here
and be Enrique.
You guys did 4 hours on this. Wojo comes in 2 seconds in. Let me tell you, everybody that's playing.
We should just be happy that Wojo was here and not at Belleville.
You should.
Well, let's just be happy he shows up to begin with.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that still going on?
He wasn't a part of the media scrum.
Wojo was there early. He got the first round of media scrums.
Okay.
Mike so desperately wants to leave.
I do. I'll talk to everybody Monday.
Bye, Mike. Have a good vacation.
Bye.
Go Lions. Bye. Please, for Rico's sake. Happy Founders Day.
I don't know how they're going to win with all those.
That's not what we said, you SOB.
Cut their mics, David.
Hey!
I'm still here.
So am I.